You're listening to the 271st edition of the Bitachon Podcast. I'd like to share with you the continuation of the Sefer Bitach Bashem in the Be'er Rishon. We're in the first level of explanation of the concept of Bitachon. And I'm just going to point out, as you may see, that I'm in my yard, which I usually save for the parasha, and today I was not able to get out of the house, so we are doing this here. And here it says like this. Hakfifus shekol ha'olam dahenu hachius v'avayo ha'masmedes shumekabel me'akadosh baruch hu. All of reality is dependent. All of reality's sustenance is dependent on the life, the continuous giving of existence that it receives from Hashem. This indicates the emptiness, the absolute zeroness, if there is such a word, of this world, and the incredible, unending power, infinite power of Hashem, of the Creator, Baruch Hu. He mira ech shalom al kol ha'imtzayim v'asiv v'shaboy ein shim kilum atzmoy. This teaches us that in regards to all of reality, it has no independent existence. Like the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, everything is from Him. Everything is an extension of His power. As the pasuk says, all is from You. This is really comparable to a sick person who's attached to a respirator. He needs somebody to make sure that the respirator is functioning, that the oxygen is flowing through. So it comes out that this particular sick individual has no independent existence. He's completely dependent on the one who's making the machine work. That if something would stop allowing the oxygen to get through, so that person would be out of this world, be pass on. So in a similar way, Hashem is the one who's providing oxygen for all of this world. This world and everything that's within it has no separate existence. Doesn't have any intrinsic existence. Everything is dependent on Hashem's hands, as it were. He's watching over every detail. To give life to it, to bring it into existence all of the time. Any person who has any awareness should not trust in anything that doesn't have any power. That's a lot of nots. Be wise. Only trust in things that have power. The world including all of the humans in it. Pasuk says in Tehillim, the salvation of man is empty. The salvation of a human being is just like the breath of a person's mouth. It has no intrinsic substance. It's an absolute mistake. Why? Like we say every day in the Hallelujahs, a human being has no salvation. A person can't even save themselves, since they don't have any personal power. Every human being is completely dependent on Hashem. A wise person trusts in somebody who has the power. It's only Hashem who has all of the power. Anything that we see in this world, nuclear power, you see a country who's threatening your life with nuclear destruction, just remember, there's no one except for Hashem. All the power that that power contains is only Hashem's power. As we mentioned until now, the one who trusts in Hashem needs to be found in a state of calmness. And menuchas hanefesh, their soul is in a state of rest. That means when we say our soul, we mean the animal soul, the part of a human being which is our nefesh, our emotions, our baseline emotional self. The person needs to be able to be calm and lean upon Hashem. The person's heart is leaning on Hashem, trusting in Hashem. This resting, this trusting, comes from the knowledge and faith of Hashkacha Pratis, of divine, the fact that Hashem is divinely involved in every aspect of our existence. I'm breathing right now. My heart is beating. Hashem is doing that. I have food on my table. There's food in my fridge. A roof over my head. This is all Hashem divinely, intimately involved. In order that a person indeed reach this kind of serenity of the spirit, resting of the heart, so a person needs to embed in his heart very well, into his mind, actually he says, his mind and his heart, this third detail which we mentioned. And that is the issue of that which is good in Hashem's eyes. In regards to the concept that a person trusts in Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu yaseh lo yaseh ha-toiv, Hashem will do for him the good. Just as Hashem knows what is good for him and what is appropriate for him. Right? Hashem is doing what's best for you. As Rabbeinu Bachai writes in the differences between someone who trusts in Hashem as opposed to someone who does not trust in Hashem. The one who trusts in Hashem has a serenity of spirit, of a menuchas halev. You see something has been decreed upon you, certain challenges in your life. So what do I do with that challenge? What do I do with that difficulty? I need to know. I need to have calmness around it. And Hashem is doing this for me because this is what's needed. It's my life is, and they say in Hebrew, tafur alai. It's tailor-made. Everything that's going on is good for me in this world and the world to come. As the Pasuk says, Ach lelakim domi nafshi ki mimenu tekfasi. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perach Samich Beis, Pasuk Vav, behold unto Hashem, my soul is silent, because from Him is my hope. So the idea is, V'she'enu metech b'Hashem, hu bedaga t'minas v'etzav memushach. Says the Chavis Halavavis, it's a quote from Chavis Halavavis, if a person does not have this faith in Hashem, so you're always worried. There's always something to worry about. There's always something to be concerned about. Look at the things going on in the world. Look at the craziness. Look at the threat of nuclear annihilation. Look at the threat of war. Look at the threat of anti-Semitism. There's only one way to deal with it. My soul is silent. So I know that Hashem is doing the best for me. Chen kasa b'sefer ganas cholim. This is what it says in the book Ganas Cholim. L'chein da she'en Hashem oiseh b'cha elamashu yoiseh toiv lach. You should know Hashem is only going to do the best thing for you. V'nachon u'moyel. The good thing and that which is productive for you. V'yafim etir ha'isa pa'ula anasis b'cha neged tivacha. Even if you see an action that's being done to you, something that's going on in your life, which is against your nature, or I would say against your will. It's angering you. It's making your heart heavy, making your heart resist. So it's our obligation to accept it. And recognize that this is from Hashem, and this is Hashem who knows what's best for me, knows better than me. One of the wise ones says, "Bal bitachon atoy biyoyse b'bnei adam, u'mekabel kol davar b'ratzon bein shi'ara oitoif." The greatest bal bitachon amongst the human beings is the one who receives everything with desire, whether it looks good or whether it looks bad. It's pretty high level. Okay? This is what the Gemara says. Tana, Mishmei Rabbi Akiva. It's Gemara in Brachas. We have a Brisa which was said in the name of Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva who says that a person should always be accustomed to say, "Kol davar rachmana l'tav avid." Everything that God does is for the best. Yechein kasav amaral al Gemara zo. And therefore the Maral writes on this Gemara, in other words, he trusts in Hashem that whatever happens to him is for the best, right? Which means to say, clearly, the thing does not look good, right? Like Rabbi Akiva's story, the flame goes out, the donkey dies, the rooster, I don't know, maybe it was the rooster that died, I don't remember all the different details, but he ended up being saved from being entrapped by marauders. They didn't see him, they didn't hear him, they didn't know he was there. So Rabbi Akiva has a principle which we all need to know. And this is baseline, foundational bitachon. Every single thing that happens in my life, I can't resist it. I can't fight it. Anyway, I can't change it, right? I mean, if I could change it, so you can try. But the things that I cannot change in my life that are difficult and challenging, I need to know this is Hashem's will. This is the way things are supposed to be. And not just that it's the way things are and just accept it. It's going to turn out well in the end. Everything that's done is for the good. It's brought down in the Sefer Piskam and Kaddishin, which means holy words, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. There's two different things, which I can't say I was aware of before, but there's Gam Zula Taiva, which means this too is for the best. This also is for good. And then everything that Hashem does is good, is for good. And maybe we could say, he doesn't going to explain, over there explains at length the difference between them. But maybe we could say, just on a surface level, that the person who says, "Kol madav rachman," everything is good, so they don't even perceive the negative as negative. Everything that happens, they're already, I would say, have accustomed themselves to see that it's good even before the fact. Versus Gam Zula Taiva, this too is for the best, means even though it doesn't look like that, I don't feel that way, but it's also good. Okay. When a person trusts in Hashem, that Hashem is only going to do the best for him, the result is incredible joy. That's the greatest expression of calmness. As the Chavis HaLavavis writes, that from one of the great advantages of Bitachon is Hasimcha b'chol matzav. A person is joyous in every situation. Right? It's easy to get knocked down emotionally by things that are difficult, challenging. It's easy for me to see and experience something negative and say, "Oh, that's bad. I don't. And my whole being falls. But if a person is a real Baal Bitachon, you have a good life. You're happy in every situation you ever love that occurs to the person. Afal pishu negativoi, even if it's against his nature. Machmas bitchoinu b'Hashem, she'en oiser lo yela hatoiv lo bi'oiser. Because of the person's bitachon in Hashem, his faith in Hashem, that Hashem is not going to do anything bad for me. There's nothing that can destroy me. The v'nikuyoi. Atarase v'chitule balkarchoi. Right? Like a loving mother, a merciful mother, who has a child, has a baby, and she washes the baby. The baby's crying. The water gets in the baby's eyes. Wah, wah, wah. And the baby is crying while they're being changed. It's uncomfortable. The diaper's coming off. They're cold, etc. But obviously, the mother is doing everything that they can to take care of the child. And sometimes it involves pain. So Hashem is doing the same thing with us. We don't understand at times, but we know, we can know, we can internalize, we're obligated to internalize, that everything that Hashem does is for our best. Be'er Yisayid b'shizitas ha'chazanish zetzukal. He brings here, I'm going to start it now, I'm not going to have time to complete it, it's a long section, but he's going to give us an explanation of and a clarification of the foundation of the Shita of the Chazonish. And I will say that the Chazonish's Shita is different than the Madrigas Adam. The Madrigas Adam holds of something called Bitachon without Hishtadlus. We've spoken about this at length. Chazonish has a different understanding. Mechein Kazav HaChazonish Zatzal. Chazonish writes, Tos Nashenes is Azrecha B'Lev Rab and Musa Bitachon. He says that there is a mistake that has become resident in the hearts of many people in regards to the concept of bitachon. Shem bitachon, he says, the word bitachon, which hamashamish lamidam mehulah lebikars bepiach chasidim, which is called a great, which right bitachon is something which is a very powerful and important idea amongst those who are righteous. So it goes around as a concept which there's an obligation to believe. Every situation that a person encounters, and he has an uncertain future in front of him. There are two possible paths in front of him in the future. So there's a good one and a secondary one, which is not as good. So, it's going to be good. It's for sure going to be good, right? And they think that if I think that it's not going to be good, then I lack bitachon. So he says, but this is not a correct teaching in bitachon. Right? As long as you don't have any prophecy about the future, so the future is not yet decided. For me to think that, I would say it this way, I hope I'm explaining it correctly, but for me to think that whatever I think is good is what's going to happen in the future, that's not necessarily true. Who knows what Hashem's laws are and the way Hashem decides things? Who knows what's really good? But the concept of bitachon is the belief that there is no happenstance in the world. Everything that happens in the world, everything is an announcement from Hashem. Meaning, when I say announcement, I mean it was decreed from Hashem. It was announced in heaven, as it were, that this particular event is going to happen. Adkan l'shone, that's the language of the Chazanish and Amunah Bitochem. V'kevin shekidvarev shel haChazanish l'tzal tois neshenes nis'azur ha'beliv rabem musik bitochem chei l'anius daidi rabem tov b'divrei haChazanish gufa. So, first of all, the Sefer B'tach Hashem is going to explain to us, Rav Dov Rosen is going to explain to us, what does he mean? What does the Chazanish mean? What he refers to as a mistake, that I can think that everything is going to be good, right? So, that sounds like bitachon. Everything's going to be good, right? Isn't that a good way to approach things? So, he says, I believe, Rav Rosen explains, he's going to get into the words of the Chazanish and try to understand it. We're going to try to understand Chazanish's shita, his approach, very well. Okay? And I think we're running out of time here, so We'll start the next section. There are some people who made mistakes in the words of the Chazon Ish, and others who came to try to fix what was the mistake that was made. And we're going to get into that next time. Bottom line, okay, before we get into the Chazon Ish, the bottom line that we need to take out of what we've learned today is that a person is obligated to believe for sure that everything that has happened is good, is Hashem's highest good for me. And everything, I'm going to add, everything that is going to happen, I should come into it with an approach that everything that's going to happen in my life is going to be for my best. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to like it. Just like a child, a baby, who's being changed by its mother. That child does not like it. It doesn't feel comfortable. But everything that's going to happen in my life, Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's help, is going to be for the best. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.